With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. The South Dakota Department of Health is reporting nearly 250 new cases of COVID-19 since Friday. Just over half of those cases come from Minnehaha and Lincoln counties. Health officials say they aren't sure where the surge in cases is coming from. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Seven of the nearly 250 cases come from a Black Hills Christian Youth summer camp, which is now closed. But that's the only cluster health officials are reporting from over the weekend. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says the large increase in cases is a concern.
At this time, we have not identified any single exposure or exposures that would be the source of or cause of those illnesses and the jump in the cases within those communities.
The Department of Health only issues a public health notice when an employee or patron of a business or event is unable to identify people they were in close contact with while able to transmit the virus. Dr. Shankar Kura is the vice president of medical affairs at Monument Health in Rapid City. He says keeping coronavirus numbers down and communities safe comes down to fundamentals.
Regardless of what the numbers are, we need to continue to understand one aspect of this disease. It's still a long way to go before we reach a level where we can say we're all safe. So continue to do the hand washing, face masking, social distancing, and respiratory hygiene, hand hygiene, and not touching your face.
There are 917 active cases of COVID-19, which is an increase of 88 cases from last week. 47 people are currently hospitalized, which is a decrease of 18 from last Monday. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
The South Dakota Department of Health confirms seven cases of COVID-19 at a summer camp. Camp Judson is a Christian youth camp in the Black Hills that runs both day camp and overnight sessions. The camp has shut down after three campers, three counselors, and the camp director tested positive for the coronavirus. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says CDC guidelines focus on keeping campers apart.
The focus is to, as much as possible, distance individuals who are within those camps and, create little cohorts of campers that, do not mix, while they're at the camp.
Clayton says there could be additional cases linked to the cluster. It's also possible the number of people who need to isolate because of exposure may increase. All five Monument Health hospitals are allowing visitors once again. Opening the hospitals to visitors is part of a phased-in approach for the healthcare provider, which began allowing one visitor per patient at the John T. Vukovarich Cancer Care Institute in Rapid City last week. As for the hospitals, bedside visiting and accompanying someone for emergency care, surgery, or other procedures is now permitted. The hospitals are in Custer, Leed-Deadwood, Rapid City, Spearfish, and Sturgis. A South Dakota health official is encouraging residents to redouble their individual efforts to prevent the coronavirus from spreading. That's in line with Governor Kristi Noem's message that personal responsibility is the best way to address the pandemic. The Department of Health on Saturday reported the state's highest daily total of cases since May. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says populated counties have a high risk of infections spreading in the community. He says people should, quote, pay attention to their individual actions to reduce COVID-19 infections. Most parents in the Sioux Falls School District are planning to send their students back to the classroom this fall, but a recent survey shows 22% still aren't sure. The district plans to release more information later this week. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
More than 15,000 parents responded to the survey sent out last week. Of those, 71% say their students will definitely return to school, and 6% will not. The 22% of parents who still aren't sure pointed to three things that would help them decide: more information on their school's COVID-19 safety protocols, more information on the Sioux Falls School District's virtual academy option, and the level of COVID-19 cases in the community come school time. The Virtual Academy is an option for parents who want to keep their children in the school district, but who are concerned about returning to face-to-face classes. More information has been added to the district's website. As for what in-person classes will look like, Superintendent Jane Stavem says there's more information to come.
The bulk of the really detailed plans, a parent handbook, a staff handbook, will be released hopefully very soon this week. No later than Friday, we hope much earlier than that, but just as an indicator for all of you.
Stavem says schools are finding innovative solutions to managing the space in their classrooms, and decisions are still being made on how to handle electives like band and other activities. She says further guidance on masks is coming too.
Our expectation will be that adults and students will be wearing masks, and our updated guidance will talk about some specifics with that.
The parent survey showed 51% in favor of requiring masks at school and 48% saying they should be strongly encouraged. That differs from the district's staff survey, which saw 63% in favor of a mask requirement. 36% of staff support making masks strongly encouraged. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
The Rapid City Area Schools Board of Education has voted unanimously to start the school year 2 weeks later than usual because of the coronavirus pandemic. Before Monday night's board meeting, Superintendent Lori Simon says staff need more training to offer online learning options more effectively.
We've also learned that our teachers are going to need some more time up front for that important training and planning, because things do need to look differently, not only in how we teach and learn, but how we go through the routine of our school day. So actually tonight I'll be bringing a recommendation to our Board of Education that we delay the start of school by nearly 2 weeks until after the Labor Day holiday, so that we do give that uptime planning and training time to our staff and leaders.
During the board meeting, Superintendent Simon said the later start date will allow time to track the impact of the Sturgis motorcycle rally on area COVID-19 cases. The Rapid City Area School District's new start day is September 8th. A group of around 40 teachers gathered outside the Sioux Falls School Board meeting yesterday afternoon to oppose the district's current back-to-school plan. They worry lack of clear physical distancing measures and no mask requirement will lead to a COVID-19 outbreak and another emergency turn to virtual learning. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Grace Gill is a government teacher at Roosevelt High School. She tried arranging the desks in her classroom 6 feet apart.
I could fit 12. Now I made it a little bit looser to the 3 feet, and I could fit 24 with that 3 feet adherence guideline to that. And the fact of the matter is, I'm going to have 30 kids in a classroom. And unless they do something to promote social distancing, you're going to have 30 kids in a classroom, no masks. That's a breeding ground for COVID-19.
Teachers are especially concerned after the rise in local coronavirus cases over the weekend, the largest increase since May. During the public comment portion of Monday's Sioux Falls School Board meeting, Garfield Elementary teacher Nick Jackson offered his back-to-school proposal based on the percentage of COVID-19 positive tests in the area.
No in-person schooling until the weekly percent positive rate is below 3%. When we average under 3% for 2 weeks, in-person schooling can resume with all the recommended precautions, including mandated masks, and regular testing of teachers and students. Only when we achieve no new COVID cases for 2 weeks can we start talking about no regulations.
The City of Sioux Falls online COVID-19 dashboard shows the current weekly percent positive rate is 10%. Grace Gill says at a minimum, she wants the district to include a mask requirement with its back-to-school plan. She wants to return to class.
But I think that this plan as proposed means that we are in school for 2 weeks and then we're back to virtual school, which is not something I want. I want a sustainable policy that allows us to not only go back, but stay back.
School administrators say more details on the district's plan for the fall are coming later this week. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.